702 Drive, then let's pick up on one of the stories that you heard Mbali Dlamini chatting about, well, not chatting about, but telling you about. Don't really chat when you're reading the news, do you? Okay, but Mbali had that story about MK winning the trademark court issue with the African National Congress down in the Durban High Court, and then later today the ANC hosting a press conference and hosted, as always, by ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula. Nokukhanya Mtambo, our EWN reporter, was there and joins us now to give us an update on that. Nokukhanya, good afternoon and welcome to you. So the ANC has a press conference today, and certainly at the level of the verbals, Fikile Mbalula is saying, well, we're not rattled, we're not worried, this doesn't bother us much at all, we'll take it on appeal. But what was your sense? I mean, they are 0-3 in the courts up against the MK party. Are there any, surely there must be signs that at the very least this is bothering them?
Good afternoon, John. Certainly it does appear. I mean, for the mere fact that they had a press briefing so quickly after the court ruled against them will tell you that this is a matter that they certainly have to take, give a lot of attention to. Though in the briefing, the Secretary General, Fikile Mbalula, simply saying that they pay no mind to former President Jacob Zuma's bid, to run against them in the elections. It should tell you something, John, the fact that they've now had this briefing. But again, the word from the ANC is that we're not bothered. The reason why this court battle and the response by the ANC is so significant is to simply, give credit to the legacy of the ANC as well as the Mkhonto SC's, where its armed wing, and to, act against and to make sure that they protect that legacy against misappropriation, as they've labeled it, against the MK party, now led by their former president, Jacob Zuma. So for them, that's the importance of it. They don't want, any other party to take away the importance of Umkhonto SC's under the ANC, though now disbanded. So for them, that's why it was so important to react so promptly to what they've also now called, John, this provocation by the MK party, simply saying they will deal with it as such, as a provocation, and give it no more air other than to protect its own legacy.
So what else was on the agenda? I mean, was this press conference, Nokukhanya, called simply in response to the court decision, or was there a longer agenda? And if so, what else was on it?
Nothing else really, John, on that agenda. It really was a response to the ruling by the court. The ANC just making sure that they put it out there that they will be putting or taking this matter on appeal. Quite critical of the judgment, John, that 42-page judgment given by the Durban High Court earlier today, labeling it or somewhat stopping shy of labeling that judgment of a political judgment versus having taken into account their arguments before the court about the legacy of the ANC as well as Mkhonto SC's armed wing, really accusing the judge of playing into political hands when he says he's not interested in the history and how it was interpreted by either party, by either the ANC or Mkhonto SC's, the party. He's less interested about that, though.
Yes.
Now Fikile Mbalula saying, well, in essence, what he's gone and done is played into a political gallery as opposed to taking into account what we've made arguments about and the legacy and the need to protect the trademark of the ANC and its disbanded Mkhonto SC's armed wing. So he says, they've now gotten room to appeal, and that's exactly what they're going to do. They're not going to take this matter lying down. John, another thing that was discussed, though he tried to douse that fire as quickly as he could, was the issue of the leaked tape of a meeting that the ANC recently had. And that's a one-hour-long Zoom meeting that the ANC top brass had amongst themselves, just discussing the way forward in terms of elections and what still needed to be addressed. A lack of poor campaigning on the part of ANC leaders, as was said in that meeting. addressing a number of issues in terms of resources and where resources for campaigning would come from, you know, and a suggestion. And this is something that we see quite often, John, the suggestion that state resources would also be used in the campaigning of the ANC and the build-up to the elections. And he quickly doused that, the questions about, the veracity of that leaked tape, as well as, giving any credit to what he says. That was intercepted communication amongst the ANC. And the question should really be about whether anybody else has the right to have that leaked tape, and he didn't quite entertain much else about the contents of what was discussed in that meeting, in terms of the poor campaigning, as well as the use of state resources, or the suggestion that there should be a use of state resources. He quickly doused that fire, John. But other than that, those really just were the items on the agenda, addressing this particular case and putting up a front and a fight against the MK party when it comes to the trademark and the legacy of Mkhonto Sizwe, the armed wing and not the party.
Thank you very much, Noko Kanya Mtambo. Thank you for that. That leaked tape, by the way, of an ANC-NEC conversation about the election strategy, unless I'm mistaken, was the front page lead story in the Sunday Times. So you can go and check it out there. I wonder if politicians, when they're having Zoom meetings in political parties that have a fair amount of internal contestation, do you need to just work on the assumption that, in fact, somebody's going to put this out somewhere? Isn't that always going to happen? And do you not tailor your conversations to that? You discuss certain things in those recorded spaces and you discuss other things on street corners, because we can't fill rooms with smoke anymore. And we haven't been able to have smoke-filled rooms for, must be about 30 years by now.